Me da interés probar.
Was named after a great king of Puri whose name was Narendra from long ago. It is a very sacred place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would often meet and have wonderful, wonderful pastimes. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that the pastimes that took place here at Narendra Sarovar, even Lord Ananta Shesha with his thousand mouths could not describe, even in thousands and thousands of years. Narendra Sarovar is the first place that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas always stop to take their bath when they're first coming into Sri Jagannath Puri. After liberating Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Snan Yatra took place. There Lord Chaitanya saw with great joy with his devotees how Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath were being bathed. His bliss knew no bounds, but the next day his sorrow knew no bounds, because after the Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra are not seen for 15 days by anyone. It is called the Netrotsava, when he first comes again after 15 days of the process of Navayovanam, where he is, the Shavaras, the priests, renovate his body. So Lord Chaitanya, in the sweet mood of love of Srimati Radharani, could not bear even a moment without seeing Lord Jagannath. For him to live in Puri without seeing Jagannath was intolerable. Thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every year during this time, he would go to the place called Ataranala. There he would immerse himself in the great ecstasy of separation from Jagannath. There is a stone platform at Ataranala. It is still there today. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit or lay in that stone. And in his separation from Lord Jagannath, the stone would melt. And Lord Chaitanya's body print is there in the stone, glorifying the supreme nature of his love. Of course, the devotees were in great separation from Lord Chaitanya. You can imagine the devotees, on one hand they were in separation from Jagannath, and on the other hand of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent a message to Lord Chaitanya that the devotees from Bengal were about to arrive, and that it would be to his great happiness to return to greet them all. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the vow of Chaitra Sannyas. Srila Prabhupada explains, Chaitra Sannyas means when you make a vow to never leave the place where your deity is residing. Even a grihastha can take Chaitra Sannyas if they live with great commitment and determination. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would never leave Jagannath Puri. His devotion to Jagannath was very great. When Lord Chaitanya heard the news that over 200 devotees from Bengal were coming just to meet him and celebrate Ratha Yatra with him, he felt very happy. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was suffering due to the ecstasy of separation, when he heard of reuniting with his beloved devotees, he felt great joy. Through this wonderful incident, we can get some glimpse of the understanding of the nature of the love of the Lord for his devotees. When he came, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met him on the shore of the ocean. And Lord Chaitanya heard that the devotees were coming very soon. When the devotees from Bengal came, the first place they came to was Narendra Sarovar. Here they all took their baths, then they began kirtan. Meanwhile, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was informing King Prataparudra that all these devotees who are all pure associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are coming. Can you arrange some comfortable residential quarters for them to stay? They will be staying in Jagannath Puri for 4 months during Chaturmasya. King Prataparudra was so eager to meet these devotees, said, please, I want to see them. Just at that time, Gopinath Acharya came into the room and said, Sarvabhauma, King Prataparudra, over 200 devotees from Bengal have arrived. Where are they? They are at Narendra Sarovar. Maharaj Prataparudra said, let us go to the roof of the palace. There we could see them. From the roof or the terrace of the palace of Maharaj Prataparudra, Narendra Sarovar could easily be seen. When King Prataparudra saw these devotees, he was astonished. He asked, please tell me who they are. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, even I do not know who they are. But Gopinath Acharya, he is from Navadvip, he knows who they are. So Gopinath Acharya began to explain. King Prataparudra said, who are these two men with the garlands? Gopinath Acharya said, that is Govinda and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Govinda was the servant of Ishwarapuri. He was sent by his Guru Maharaj in his last days to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the rest of his life. And this other person is Swarup Damodar Goswami, the personal secretary, most intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose glories of pure love of God cannot be spoken enough. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally sent them with garlands and sandalwood to greet each devotee. And he asks him, who is that person they are about to garland? Gopinath Acharya said, that is Advaitacharya. It is by his mercy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended into this world. And then he began to explain all the different devotees. King Prataparudra's heart was melting in great ecstasy just to see these devotees and hear their glories. King Prataparudra began to extol with great enthusiasm, I have never ever seen such effulgence on any human beings. What is this effulgence? Each of these associates, they are more effulgent than thousands and thousands of suns. And I have never ever heard such melodious kirtan. How they are chanting the holy name so sweetly. I have never seen anywhere such beautiful, graceful dancing. And never have I ever witnessed such pure, genuine love for Krishna. King Prataparudra was astonished. Srila Prabhupada explains, being the king of Puri, Maharaj Prataparudra was quite accustomed to seeing many, many Sankirtan groups coming to this holy place. But never had he ever seen such a graceful, beautiful, effulgent, loving kirtan as those of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He asked, what is this kirtan? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, this kirtan is the personal creation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is called Prema Kirtan. The Kirtan of pure, unalloyed love for Sri Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar. He has descended into this world specifically for the purpose of presenting to the world the Yuga Dharma, the only means by which anyone can achieve the highest levels of love of Krishna is through the congregational chanting of the holy names. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most merciful gift to the entire world. And those who are intelligent will take this gift as their life and soul. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparashanam Yagyai Sankirtanapuraya Janti Hishumerishaha. Those who in this age of Kali Yuga have good intelligence, they will worship the Supreme Lord who comes in his beautiful form of Sri Gaurasundar, along with his associates and paraphernalia. And how will they worship him? Through the congregational chanting of the holy names of the And those who are not intelligent and who are most unfortunate, they will not take to the chanting of the holy names. King Pratapuruja asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it is obvious through the scriptures that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has come to deliver the world. But why is it that even great scholars of the Vedas cannot recognize him or respect him for what he is? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, one can only understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth if one receives the causeless mercy of the Lord. There is no other way. Great scholars can study the Vedic literatures lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. They could perform great tapasya, they could perform much meditation, they can do all kinds of bhajan and sadhana, but they can never understand who is the Lord unless they receive the causeless mercy of the Lord. This is very interesting that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was speaking this. Because just before, this pastime is taking place after Lord Chaitanya's South Indian tour. Just a couple years before, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was challenging Gopinathacharya. You say Lord Chaitanya is Krishna? According to the Vedas, he is Triyugi. He only appears in three yugas. He cannot appear. Where is the evidence? Gopinathacharya presented so much evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Mahabharata. He spoke from the various literatures of the Vedas. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his disciples could not accept. Then Gopinathacharya said, your heart is hardened by bad logic. Until and unless you receive the causeless mercy of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot understand who he is. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after receiving the mercy, he had realization. That even after being the greatest scholar in all of the world in the Vedas, until Lord Chaitanya gave him his mercy and he received the mercy of the Vaishnavas, he could not understand who he was, even though he was living right in his house. King Prataparuja asked, why are the devotees not going to the temple? The devotees pass right by the temple from Narendra Sarovar. Generally, after bathing in Narendra Sarovar, people go to see Jagannath. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, they are going to Gambira to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They do not want to come and see Jagannath without Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with them. King Prataparudra asked? That this is not the regulative principle of coming to Jagannath Puri. But the heart was taking them to the Supreme Lord. Their eagerness to see Lord Chaitanya was so much. And then he saw Vaninath Rai, the brother of Ramananda Rai, bringing big quantities of Jagannath's prasad to the Gambira. King Prataparudra said, "What is that?" According to the regulative principles, one must fast when one first comes to a holy place. This is the principle of a yatra. The first day you shave your head and fast. So why are they going to take prasad? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained that all the regulative principles are only followed because they are orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To fast when you come to a holy place is the indirect instruction of the Lord. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering them directly to take prasad today. When the Lord orders, you must obey. Ultimately, what are the purposes of all of our regulations? Simply to please Krishna. Samsudhir Hari Toshanam. Without pleasing Krishna, we make no spiritual progress, however strict or austere we may be. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most pleased to see his devotees honoring Krishna's prasad. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "I was at one time so strict about following all the rituals of regulations. But one morning Lord Chaitanya came to my house when I was still laying in bed with Jagannath's prasad. And I ate it immediately without even washing out my mouth, what to speak of taking a bath or doing my puja." Lord Chaitanya embraced me and said, "This is the success of my mission, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has understood the glories of Krishna's prasad." Upon seeing this wonderful, wonderful exposition, all the devotees came to Gambira. There was about 200 of them. And Lord Chaitanya's Gambira area was very small. We will see tomorrow. So it was overcrowded. But still, somehow or ever, everyone sat down to meet Lord Chaitanya. Then they all went to see Jagannath together. And behold what they saw. When all the devotees of Bengal for the first time were seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy of seeing Jagannath, what did they see? By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they saw two Jagannaths. One was black, like a newly formed rain cloud, and he was standing still on the altar. And the other was beautiful golden, like molten gold. And he was weeping and crying and dancing in transcendental ecstasy. Maharaj Prataparudra then called for the superintendent of the temple and others to arrange very, very nice residential quarters for all of the devotees. Another year, the devotees from Bengal were coming on their annual pilgrimage to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Who were the devotees who came? Should I tell you some of their names? Sri Adwaitacharya. He who, by his strong compassion for all living beings, caused the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend into this world. By his offerings of tulsi, manjari, and leaves to his Shalagram Srila, and his loud crying and calling out for the Lord to appear, Sri Chaitanya descended into this world to bestow his mercy upon everyone. And there was Srivas, in whose house Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed kirtan all night long for one full year. And there was Chandrasekhar Acharya, in whose home Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the mood of the goddess of fortune. Gangadas Pandit, who was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru in grammar when he was a young boy, and who was an ocean of compassion and transcendental love of God. And there was Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was the very embodiment of ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would call upon him as his own father. He was Vrishabhanu, Radharani's father. And then there was Vrakreshwar Pandit, whose beautiful dancing put Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstasy. He could dance for 22 hours continuously in ecstatic love. And there was Nrsimhananda Brahmachari, who was also known as Pradyumna Brahmachari, who had such deep, unalloyed love for Sri Krishna, whose inner meditation, whatever he would meditate upon in his offerings, Lord Chaitanya would see those meditations of his offerings right before his own eyes. And then there was Haridas Thakur, who was the Namacharya of the holy name, Vasudev Dutt, who was the ocean of compassion, who prayed with a sincere heart, let me go to the hellish existence and suffer endlessly, taking upon the sins of everyone in the universe, and let them all join you back in the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya said, Vasudev Dutt has purchased me by his devotion. I am his property. I say it again and again. I am his property. Wherever he wants to sell me, I am sold. There was Shivananda Sen, who every year, out of his great, great devotion to the Vaishnavas, would make all arrangements for the long and difficult journey from Bengal, Navadweep, all the way to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. There was Mukunda Dutt, whose sweet singing, loving singing, would melt the hearts even of the greatest atheists. In fact, his singing brought so much pleasure to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He accepted him as one of his most intimate, most disciples and associates. There was Govindananda and Govinda Dutt. Govinda Dutt's beautiful kirtan would charm the hearts of all of the devotees when he would sing. Vijay was also known as Ratna Bahu, because of his beautiful, beautiful handwriting. He was a scribe who would make copies of the holy scriptures, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. There was Sadashiva Pandit, Purushottam Sanjay was the person who, he was Lord Chaitanya's first and favorite grammar pupil when he was Nimai Pandit. And there was Sriman Pandit, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the night, he would carry a lantern to light the way for the Lord. There was Nandanacharya, in whose house Nityananda Prabhu hid, and where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda first had their reunion within this incarnations. Suklambar Brahmachari, that simple, humble brahmachari that would go out begging house to house. Nobody recognized him as anything but a beggar. But in his heart was such intimate love of Krishna that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally would take his remnants of the chipped rice from his bag. And there was Kolavecha Sridhar, that simple, poor devotee who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drank from the beaten iron cup at his door. Lord Chaitanya declared that I have achieved the perfection of all my desires, Krishna Prema, because I have drunk the water from the cup of Kulavecha Sridhar. There was Bhagavan Pandit, Vanamali, Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit, when Lord Chaitanya was just little boy. On Ekadasi, he wanted the offerings from Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit, and they brought the offerings. How this little boy knows we made a big, beautiful feast for Vishnu on this Ekadasi day? There was Budhimanta Khan, such a devotee. He personally, single-handedly took all of his wealth just to make the marriage of Vishnu Priya and Nimai Pandit the most glorious wedding that Navadvip had seen. And Raghava Pandit, in whose house Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally appear every time he and his sister Damayanti cooked. And there was Murari Gupta in this wonderful entourage of Vaishnavas, an Ayurvedic doctor who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, anyone who takes Murari Gupta's medicine will become completely cured materially and spiritually. He was a doctor who could heal the body and give the soul ecstatic love of Krishna. And anyone who considers Murari Gupta to be an ordinary doctor is condemned. He is a pure devotee of Krishna. And then there was Garuda Pandit and Damodar Pandit. Damodar Pandit had just the year before been sent to Navadvip to personally take care of Sachi Devi. These were some of the devotees. We cannot mention all 200-300 of them. So all of these devotees, they gathered together. Then the devotees from Shantipur, the devotees from Kulinagram, the devotees from Shikanda, they all joined. They all met in Navadvip. They begged permission of Sachi Mata for her blessings so that they could begin. Without the blessings of Sachi Mata, the devotees considered themselves helpless. This was the power of her love for Lord Chaitanya. After touching her lotus feet and receiving her heartfelt blessings, they all circumambulated her and began the journey. As they were traveling through the provinces of Bengal, everywhere they were going, they were dancing in kirtan and chanting Krishna's holy name.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Wherever they went, they transformed that place into Vaikuntha. The energy of the love of these devotees was transforming everyone's heart who saw this kirtan. They didn't even have to go out and preach philosophy. Although they did when it was necessary. Just the sweetness of the sight and the sound of their kirtan was just transforming people's hearts. They came to Orissa. When they arrived at Kamalapur, all the devotees headed by Sri Advaitacharya saw the beautiful flag and chakra of the Jagannath Temple. The same place Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first witnessed Lord Jagannath's chakra. When they saw that chakra from 10 kilometers away, they all began to offer their prostrated obeisances again and again and again, and in the great ecstasy of anticipation, we are coming closer to Lord Chaitanya. We are coming closer to Nityananda. We are coming closer to Lord Jagannath. They began to dance completely ecstatically. Advaitacharya was crying. His hairs were standing on end. He was trembling. He was howling and screaming like thunder. And all the devotees were jumping, dancing, and singing the holy names in great love. Then they came to Ataranala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came. Actually, from Kamalapur, Advaitacharya sent the message that he was coming. Lord Chaitanya sent prasad. Then he personally came. As he was coming, he was saying, Advaita, whose other name was Nara, it was by your loud calls that woke me up when I was sleeping on the ocean of milk and caused me to descend into this world. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Ataranala, he was accompanied by the devotees of Jagannath Puri. Such great souls as Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Paramananda Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Jagadananda Pandit, Kashi Mishra, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Shankar Pandit, Kashishwar Pandit, Pradyumana Mishra, Ramananda Rai, Govinda, Brahmananda Bharati, Raghunath Vaidya, Vaninath Rai, Sikhi Mahiti, and so many more. They all, with great enthusiasm, came to Ataranala. There, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya offered his dandavats, and Lord Chaitanya offered his dandavats. As they were embracing, they began dancing and singing together, and all ecstatic symptoms were manifesting on their body. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to offer his obeisances to every single devotee. The devotees from the two parties all began to offer their prostrated obeisances to each other. Each devotee was offering obeisances to each devotee. Again and again and again and again, they were all just bowing down and offering obeisances and embracing one another. Such is the nature of the love of the true Vaishnavas for each other. Each devotee was going to each other devotee offering obeisances. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his dandavats to every single devotee, embraced each one of them. They were gazing at one another and embracing one another. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them all to start chanting. They all began to dance together loudly, loudly chanting Krishna's holy name. A big devotee, who was a small devotee, who was a learned devotee, who was an illiterate devotee. Nothing mattered. Everyone was worshiping one another, embracing one another, bowing down before one another, and dancing together in the kirtan of the holy name. The devotees from Bengal brought all sorts of opulent puja paraphernalia to worship Lord Chaitanya when they first saw him. But they were so enwrapped in ecstasy, chanting, dancing, embracing, bowing down to each other and looking at each other, they completely forgot their puja paraphernalia. Which teaches us, more important than puja is Vaishnava Seva. The affection between Vaishnavas is very, very prominent in the lives of devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for garlands and sandalwood with his own personal, beautiful, compassionate hands. He worshipped each devotee. He put the garland on their necks and personally decorated their foreheads and their bodies with sandalwood pulp. When we are performing deity worship, we offer garland, we offer chandan. This is an act of worship. Similarly, when we garland a Vaishnav, when we put the chandan on a Vaishnav, we are actually performing a sacred act of worship for that person. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bowed down and worshipped every devotee. Each devotee was falling at Lord Chaitanya's feet, clasping onto his feet and praying. They all prayed together, O my Lord, let us please grant us one benediction, that birth after birth after birth, we may always remember your lotus feet as your servant. Whether we take birth as a human being, an animal, or a bird, please give us the boon that we can always serve your lotus feet and always see them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the wives of the Vaishnava, the devotees, how they were all from a little distance away offering their obeisances, looking at the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with tears flowing incessantly from their eyes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored them as much as their husbands. Appreciating their great devotion, he spoke. He understood that these women, because of their devotion, they were actual expansions of Goddess Lakshmi. And he said to the ladies that your knowledge and devotion is every bit equal to that of your husbands. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped all of the wives of the great souls who had come. This kirtan was so transcendentally tumultuous that it is explained. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I think that the sound of that kirtan filled the entire world. And then a little later he says, it completely filled all the 14 planetary systems. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes such great pleasure in serving his devotees. How is it he was bowing down before them, embracing them, worshipping them, and serving them? It is explained that a sannyasi is respected and honored by everyone within society of Varnashram. Even a father who raises his child from his infancy, if the son takes sannyas, the father must serve and worship with all respect his own son. Hare Krishna. This is Varnashram. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was in the highest order of the Varnashram system as a sannyasi, and from the spiritual point of view, he is the father, the supreme master of all living beings, still he took the most humble position to find joy in serving his devotees. Srinarabhi sunichena, tarorabhi sahishnana, amanina manadena kiritanina sadahari. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu possesses all opulences in their most full and complete form. Therefore, no one can follow the principles of Trinadapi Suniche Nama to the extent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Although the Supreme Master, who is glorified by all the demigods, he still feels himself more humble than a blade of grass. All the great rishis, they honor and worship him with so many prayers. In the spiritual world, Lakshmi is massaging his feet. Still, in his own heart, he feels himself the humble servant of his devotees. Through this pastime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed this divine opulence of renunciation. And also he revealed to us what we should aspire to achieve in our life. Whatever our position may be, however learned, however skilled, however big position, it is all useless spiritually unless it is utilized with humility in the service of the Vaishnavas. We should always consider ourselves Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das 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 Anudas. From Atara Nala, Lord Chaitanya with his devotees came on procession to Narendra Sarovar. Here, so many other Vaishnavas were here to meet them. Narendra Sarovar was generally the meeting place of Vaishnavas. On this particular day, it was the celebration of Chandan Yatra. For this festival, every year, it's actually coming up just 2 or 3 days after we leave Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple with his brother Balaram for a boat festival in Narendra Sarovar. But Lord Jagannath comes out in the form of his Vijayamurti, which is called Sri Govinda. So these small Vijayamurtis were on palanquin, beautifully decorated palanquin. There was the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Govinda. And the servants of Lord Jagannath had all sorts of instruments, horns, and cymbals, and drums, and they were making beautiful, beautiful sounds as they were singing the glories of Lord Jagannath. As they came to Narendra Sarovar with the deities, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they were completely enwrapped in the kirtan of Mahamantra, the holy names of the Lord, dancing and dancing. When these two kirtan groups met, it was a very, very, very great intimate experience for everyone. The kirtan went to newer and newer heights of transcendental joy for everyone. Such kind of dancing, such kind of chanting. They were chanting so loudly. Devotees were dancing so jubilantly. And it was the daytime, in the heat of the sun. Pretty well. They put Krishna, Balaram, and Govinda on boat. The boat went into the water. Beautifully decorated boat. Devotees were going along with the boat, fanning with thousands and thousands of chamara fans. Everyone was so happy. So happy to see the deities enjoying. This should be our happiness. Even if our bodies and minds are in such difficult, difficult circumstances, we should find our happiness in seeing how Krishna is enjoying in the form of his deity. Sri Madhavendra Puri didn't mind risking his life walking 1,000 miles if it brought pleasure to his deity Gopal. In fact, in just a few days, with Madhavendra Puri's mercy, we will be going to Remuna, where we will meditate upon this beautiful pastime. So as the deities were floating on their boats through this lake of Narendra Sarovar, hearing the glorious sounds of his devotees' chantings and prayers, then they put the deity back on the palanquin. And Lord Chaitanya and his associates jumped in the water. When they jumped in, it is explained they were in exactly the same mood as the cowherd boys of Vrindavan in the Jamuna. Actually, Narendra Sarovar is non-different than the Ganges and the Jamuna. Both these rivers enter into this by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees, they became very playful in Narendra Sarovar. They began to splash one another. In the mood of the gopas, they began to play a Bengali game. Specifically a West Bengali game. It is called Kaya. And the devotees began to call out very loud, Kaya, Kaya!
Kaya!
Kaya, Kaya!
Kaya!
And what does Kaya mean, for all practical purposes, is they started splashing each other. They were having duels of splashing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya started splashing each other. So much splashing that neither one could defeat the other. Then Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he began splashing with Swarup Damodar Goswami, but neither one could defeat the other. And Vasudev Dat, he began to splash Murari Gupta. And Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Paramananda Puri, they were all splashing. Everyone was splashing. In this way, the devotees found great joy here in Narendra Sarovar. This was an annual pastime of playing Kaya in Narendra Sarovar. Of course, please understand the nature of these splash games. This pastime is not egoistic to show I am more powerful than you. I can defeat you by splashing you so much that you submit at my lotus feet. When materialistic people splash, this is how they splash. But this was actually sacred water. They're offering the sacred water. It's an act of devotion. I want to offer you more and more and more of my love in the form of this water. I have so much desire to serve you, so much desire to honor you, worship you. I want to just offer you more of the sacred water. In this way, they were splashing, trying to defeat each other with their love and devotion. This is the real meaning of Kaya, Kaya!
Kaya! Kaya!
At the end of this wonderful celebration, the deities removed from their boat, Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda were brought back to the Jagannath temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees from Narendra Sarovar, they performed Harinam Kirtan into the temple of Lord Jagannath. And in Jagamohan, the Kirtan hall, they all began to dance in ecstatic love, chanting the holy name. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Shri Nityananda Prabhu, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki, Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Nithai Kofanam, Shri Narendra Sarovar Ki. One year when the devotees came from Bengal, this is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. They first came to Atharanala, bathed at Narendra Sarovar and met the Lord. Then they came to Gambhira. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with them. They went to the sea to take bath. Then they came back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they took prasad with him. Then they went to Jagannath's temple. When they came into Jagannath's temple, they witnessed the dup arti. After the dup arti, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced all of his devotees to have kirtan in the kirtan hall of the temple. Lord Chaitanya and his associates
He had a beautiful, beautiful kirtan of the holy names of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya divided the devotees into four groups. Each group he appointed a lead dancer. Srivast Thakur, Agneshwar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, I think Advaita Charya, they were the lead dancers. And Gadadha actually was one of the lead dancers. They were dancing and dancing in the kirtan hall of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the middle of the four groups. There were two madangas in each group. And there was eight karatas in each group. So altogether, there was eight mridanga and 32 karatas. And all devotees were loudly, loudly chanting. Everyone was dancing, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatically dancing in the midst of all of them. This kirtan was so tumultuous with the instruments and the voices of the devotees, it filled all 14 planetary systems of the universe. How is that possible? By the Supreme Lord's mercy, everything is possible. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting great, great symptoms of divine love. Then he took the devotees to have a kirtan procession circumambulating the temple of Jagannath. As they were circumambulating the temple, the residents of Puri were struck with wonder. People from all directions came running just to see this beautiful, graceful kirtan performance of the Lord and his devotees. Whoever saw this kirtan or heard the holy names, their hearts were filled with Krishna praying. When King Prataparuja heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were doing viparikrama around Jagannath's temple, he climbed to the roof of his palace just to see such sweet, melodious kirtan, such effulgent, loving devotees chanting. He and his queens were struck with wonder. Their hearts melted. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the rear gate, the tiger gate. There are four gates. The eastern gate is Lion Gate, Singhadwaram. And the southern gate is Horse Gate, Aswadwaram. The western gate is Tiger Gate. And northern gate is the Elephant Gate, Hastidwaram. We will see all of these gates as we are doing our parikrama. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in front of the Tiger Dwaram, having kirtan, the kirtan was so wonderful. All four groups were chanting, dancing. Mahaprabhu was dancing in the middle of them. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a great miracle. Every kirtan group thought that Lord Chaitanya was gazing always only at them. Lord Chaitanya was in the middle. They were surrounding him on all four sides. But still, everyone saw Lord Chaitanya only looking at them. Not only did each group only see Lord Chaitanya looking at them dancing, but each person in each group saw Lord Chaitanya looking only at me. This was a reenactment of the pastime of Lord Krishna when he was sitting on the bank of the Jamuna with his gopa friends taking prasad. As Krishna would sit and take prasad with the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, the cowherd boys would surround him in a circle. His most intimate associates, the eight sakas, were in the closest circle around him. And then their assistants were in another circle around him, and then another circle, and another circle. It was like a beautiful multi-petaled lotus flower. And Lord Krishna and Balaram were in the whirl of that lotus flower. As they were taking prasad together in very, very jubilant mood on the banks of Sri Jamuna, every single cowherd boy could see that Krishna is only looking at me. In this way, Krishna completely satisfied the heart's desire of each and every cowherd boy. In the same way, during this kirtan, Lord Chaitanya appeared as he was looking in all four directions simultaneously, and everyone was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is showing his special divine mercy to me. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. They continued the parikrama to the northern gate, and then back to the Singhadwaram. Then they entered again into Jagannath temple. And there, the pujaris were offering flowers to Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all his devotees chanting and dancing, saw the beautiful flower offering to Jagannath. Then they all went back to Gambira to take Jagannath's prasad. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.